Chapter 16, we're going to talk about edge infinity loop shaping design techniques. Now, we note that it's very difficult to design edge infinity controller if you don't know how to select the weighting functions. And here we're going to give you a way, more or less a natural way of selecting weighting functions. The first one we're going to do is solving a special edge infinity minimization problem. And it's actually also related to the normalized Coprom factor robust stability problems. And this optimal control problem solution can be solved. And the optimal criterion can be computed using the Hankel singular values of the normalized Coprom factors of the plan P. So here H denotes, the norm of H denotes the Hankel singular values, which is as large as the Hankel singular values of the transfer function. And this solution also gives you a way of constructing robust stabilizing controllers when your Coprom factors has uncertainties. It actually says if your normalized Coprom factor are perturbed in such a way so that both numerator and denominator Coprom factors are perturbed and the size less than epsilon, then you can find a robust controller if and only if epsilon is less than square root of 1 minus the Hankel norm of the normalized Coprom factors n tilde m tilde. Now then we're using this result, we're going to show a edge infinity loop shaping design techniques. Now this technique only uses a very basic concept of loop shaping method. And then we're going to use the robust stabilizing controller constructing here to stabilize the system. And the nice thing about this is that in the loop shaping part, we don't really worry about the stability. And then we just automatically stabilize. So the process can be done more or less very naturally. And in fact, this is a very effective design technique in many applications.